As we journey deeper into our meditation practice, we will often experience beings of the I Am that come to us in these meditations. And this particular guidance today is about meeting your guides. So we all have guides that we work with. All these guides come in and spend periods of time with us. Sometimes we're born with particular guides and then we will transition into new guides, and other times we can keep our guides the whole way through our lifetime, or be utilizing and experiencing guides that come in from previous lifetimes to journey with us for sections of this lifetime too. There is no specific rule here. I like to go in every few months and just check out who's there, and I really enjoy working with specific guides. And when I do meditations like this, there'll always be a couple that come through very strongly, that are ready to work quite fiercely with you, for lack of a better choice of words, in creating things that you've been intuitively leaning into or experiencing as a thought process, ready to create. So let's dive in and see what we see. So like with all my meditations, if you can find a quiet spot, somewhere where you won't be disturbed, and you can bring anything along for this journey. You may be intuitively guided towards a particular totem or talisman, crystal. You can be upright or horizontal for this. And if you'd like to block out the light, getting a good eye patch for meditations if you're lying down is very helpful to allow you the space to go within. So if you'd like to take a few deep inhalations once you get comfortable, just releasing and shaking off any energies that feel tight or tense in the body. Letting go of any other uncomfortable sensations in the body. Just focusing your attention into that direction and then releasing them. And visualizing a beautiful cylindrical ball of white light in the center of the space. And seeing this spin in a clockwise direction, and as it does, you'll see any lower vibrations, any thought processes or feelings that you've been processing in the space or that others have released into the space now be vacuum cleaned up into this cylindrical ball. Bring your attention to the crown chakra located at the top of the head and begin to bring that white light in through the crown chakra. We're going to allow that to wash down through us, much like you see water flowing through a river. And any tightness and tension will present itself as a rock. And you're aiming to allow that white light to move through you until it's moving through with grace and ease, through and around, cleansing away those rocks that don't need to be there, infiltrating with ease into every organ and every blood vessel and vein, muscular system, just relaxing everything in its wake. So you'll see it move down the head and down the back of the neck, just releasing all of those muscles in the neck, the front of the neck, down the shoulders, down the arms, down the torso. See it move over the hips and into the thighs. Down the legs. Into the ankles and feet. And then out through the soles of the feet. And likewise, imagine now some roots, like roots of a tree, exiting out of those feet and making their way into the earth. Just planting and grounding into the earth. And as you do, you can feel the earth energy desiring to come up through those roots and feed and nourish you with the earth's vibration. And just intend and allow that to occur organically as it moves its way up those roots and into the soles of the feet and begins to intertwine with that white light. And keep continuing to see that energy moving up through the legs and the torso. Again, moving through each muscle, each organ, each bone. And bringing the energy up the arms and across the neck. And up and out the crown chakra. So visualizing these two energies, one from above and one from below, connecting you, and see the consistent flow of energies moving through you with grace and ease. And then expand that out into the auric field. Just imagine it moving out beyond your skin. Those two energies coming out through all the layers of the auric field, the etheric, then into the emotional, then into the mental, and the spiritual, cleansing those four auric fields along the way. And you may see your auric field expand now. And we're going to call in now Archangel Michael just to oversee the meditation today and your connection with your guides. Just visualizing Archangel Michael coming into the space now with his beautiful blue ray sword, acting as a bodyguard and keeping the energy and all the light around us clear. And likewise, Archangel Metatron comes in now and sets the space up with sacred geometry. Connecting you as a multidimensional being to all aspects of your soul, and asking every aspect of your soul to come forth and be present and integrated now, and so it is. And take a few breaths here, just in this space, just acknowledging the simplicity of clearing your energy field and the changes it can make to your entire being. And we're going to call forth your first guide now. So you will see them present themselves before you. And you may begin to visualize shapes around you. Maybe it's just a light that you see. Again, we're not aiming to have any thoughts about this. We're just allowing the energy to take shape, without prejudice or judgment. And you may begin to feel the energy of this particular guide too. Maybe already they have quite a jovial personality, or perhaps they come through with a mission. Firstly, just get to know the energy of this particular guide. Maybe you can visually see this guide, just taking note of their visual expression. And are there any messages that this guide has for you? Again, just trusting. Is there anything that you would like to share with this guide, or you intuitively know that this guide may help you with? Just press forward your desires for guidance, for help. And trust if there's any topic or challenge that you've been experiencing lately that comes forth in your mind. Trust that that is the very thing that this guide is here to assist you with. And share all of your concerns, your worries, your confusion, or your lack of clarity around this particular topic. And lastly, ask your guide if there's any clues or little understandings of how to find them, how to know that they're there, what you need to do to bring them in. And if there's any ways that they need you to lean into them for this guidance, so that you can surrender to their assistance. And you'll see this guide gently make their way into the light now, making space for another one of your guides to come forth. and start to see this guide take shape. Maybe again it just appears as an energy initially. Just take a few moments here to allow the space for your guide to present themselves to you. And now your guide will start to share ideas around how and why they're with you at this moment in your life. Maybe how long they've been with you, some themes and topics around their journey with you, and some of the processes that you'll be journeying through together. If there's anything that you can be open to listening to, or if there's a sign or a little talisman in the world that if you see one of these talismans, such as a butterfly or a dragonfly, that is a sign that they're around, and it's time for you to really set some intentions around this particular topic that they're here to work with you. So that might be clearing some space to journal about where you are at with it, or any blocks that you're feeling around it. And you can just simply have conversations with this guide around that by calling them in at any point. Some guides are very chatty and others almost telepathically share that information with you, with sensations and feelings in the body. When you feel ready, you can begin to see this guide moving away and into the light, and another guide coming forth now. And again, just tuning into this guide, how this guide feels. You may already be beginning to get more information than how quickly things came in the first guide. So begin to converse with your guide around why they're here on their journey with you. What you can do to recognize that they're around, or any ideas that they have around moving through or moving beyond some perceptions around particular topics that they've come to work with you on. Again, breathe. Sometimes it's nice to ask how you can surrender and lean into their guidance and teaching. And see now all three guides that you've connected to today come forth and stand in a row before you. And you created a connection now with these particular guides. But there are more that you are yet to get to know. And they come forth and stand around these guides now. And you can come back into this meditation and get to know who they are. Or again, trust that now you've set the intention to introduce yourself to your guides and get to know them and work with them and use them as an ally and a tool that they will begin to imprint their knowledge into your world. And you can be as conscious around this as you like. By getting to know each guide individually can often be a very powerful and enriching tool in your life. Being able to lean into I am guidance can feel very nourishing and nurturing and supportive. And you can already feel that each guide has a very different personality and a very different intention for being here with you. And some are to bring in the joy again, to bring the jovial light and the laughter. And others are to help with business goals and plans. And others are to help with health or wisdom. You can have some come in to work with specific children that you have, or others to help you achieve specific goals that you've been setting the intention for. And some are just here to connect you deeper to your soul and deeper to your environment and nature around you. So I trust that you've enjoyed getting to know three of your guides today, and come back at any point and introduce yourself and get to know them in this space once more. And you can spend some time now at the end of this meditation, again just hanging out with your guides, having further chats if you like. And when you're ready, you can come back into the space and seal your auric field up, thanking all the guides around you, Archangel Michael, for holding the space. Love and light.